Padaya, Krishna Peshkaya Bhutaya, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Vithinami. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravanta Charya, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Ashtadhyayi Sahari. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Vithinami. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravanta Charya Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtadhyayi Sahari. Panchakaupakarubhyascha kripasindubhyascha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
and different problems in this world, but somehow or other the Lord is supervising everything and allowing everything to happen. But our problem is that we don't recognize His supervision over this world and the affairs of this world. We don't recognize His supervision over the affairs of our life and everything which we are doing. So in one sense, this ceremony is symbolic because Lord is already seeing everything which we do. We are not capable of hiding anything from Him. Every thought which is there in our brain is overseen by Him. Every of our action, every of our word is seen by the Lord. He Himself says that as a Paramatma, He is witnessing all the activities. He is Sakshi within our heart. He knows everything, and there is no way to hide from Him. But when we welcome the Lord officially to come and to preside over this clinic, over the temple, all over the affairs of our home, in our home, we recognize this fact. We say, from now on, my dear Lord, I know that you see everything, and I will behave myself accordingly. I will not try to hide anything from you. I will be totally open-hearted towards you, and I will try to offer everything which I have to you. In reality, everything which we have already belongs to Him. We don't have anything. When we die, we will not be able to take anything from this world. But when we have this chance to offer everything which He gave to us back to Him, we get an amazing opportunity to develop some love towards Him. Because love is the affair of giving and taking. When we want to express our love to somebody, to our beloved, our wife, or our children, we give them something. And when they want to express their love towards us, they also give us something. And this is the expression of the love. And of course, sometimes a little child comes to us and gives us something which is of complete no use to us. But we accept it gracefully because we know this is His love. Not the item itself is important for us, but the very act of giving. So when we invite the Lord, it means that we're inviting Him to give Him something. And ultimately what we have to give is our heart. Krishna is called Hari. Hari means thief. Because he is stealing everything. He is used to steal. As a small child, he was stealing yogurt and butter and milk and whatnot. You know, he was stealing everything which was there under his, you know, eyes. And when he became a little older, he has stolen the clothes of the gopis in Vrindavan. But the most precious thing which he has to stole, and he has not yet stolen, is our heart. So when we invite him for this particular purpose. We say, oh Hari, Hare, Hare Krishna. We say, oh Lord, oh Supreme Thief, please steal my heart. Please steal my mind and steal my life. I'm yours and I want to be yours officially from now on. So this is a big responsibility, and we are all witnessing how the Lord was invited. And this responsibility is on us. Now we have to serve Him by all means, by our hearts, by our vachan, by our words, by our body. Everything which we have to offer to Him. And then, in return, He will give us everything which we need. We need some things, you know. No doubt about it. We need some money. Does anyone here need some money? Nobody.
Okay.
Somebody. Okay. So He will not offer money. No problem. So, but whatever you need, He can offer. He will offer you health. He will offer you prosperity. He will offer you money. Everything which you need. Ultimately, we need happiness. And He will give you happiness. If our heart is His, the happiness will be eternally there in our heart. So again, I'm very happy to welcome all of you, and I'm most happy to welcome the Supreme Lord, Lord Damodar, with His eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, to this place. And I humbly request all of you to serve the Lord in this place. And I humbly request the Supreme Lord to oversee all the affairs of this place and conduct all the affairs of this place according to the highest principles, highest possible principles of Dharma, highest possible principles of morality, and highest possible principles of love. Let the love, Dharma, and morality preside over this place, and then the prosperity will follow. There's no doubt about it. Again, thank you very much. With these words, I officially open this place. Hare Krishna.